This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some people like their workspace nice and warm. Others like it cold. Some prefer soft chairs, others hard. Some demand quiet, others like a little hubbub about them. There is, though, one universal office truth: the dismay brought on by a lack of kitchen utensils. Audrey Quinn investigates the case of the missing flatware.
At lunchtime at this media design firm, it's every person for themselves when it comes to silverware. Donna Meredith works here. The company's called Local Projects. And Meredith, she's desperate for a spoon.
Here I'm making some tea, and I need to stir it up, so I end up using a knife. Silverware has always been an issue at every office I've worked in.
Her coworker Miriam Lakes deals with the missing spoon problem another way.
So I tend to hoard one at my desk, and I have like this specific kind, like heavier weight spoons that I like to just keep around me. Yeah.
And don't even get her started on the emails about missing mugs.
It's definitely like maybe every 2 weeks or so, have you seen my mug? And there'll sometimes be a photo of it or just a detailed description.
It's not that the design firm's employees are petty, but having to worry about your kitchen objects at work, it really bothers people. I talked to Allison Green about it. She's a management consultant and she runs the blog Ask a Manager. She says she hears a lot of grumbling about kitchenware.
I think it speaks to a larger trend of people feeling like a sort of care that used to be there toward them from their workplaces is increasingly going away.
The kind of care that used to have a face, people like receptionists and office managers.
In terms of the percentage of the labor force that works in office administrative support, it's been in decline over the past several decades.
That's Mike Konzel. He's an economic research fellow at the Roosevelt Institute. He says that since the recession hit, U.S. companies have cut about 1 million office support positions.
Part of it is technology. It's much easier to, you know, run your calendar than it was maybe 30 years ago. Or simple things like getting a flight or booking a car can be done, you know, over your phone.
But collecting stray silverware, so far that's beyond the realm of current technology.
There isn't that Roomba yet, so once that robot comes, maybe things will be different. But for now, you know, you're going to have a lot of people who are just kind of angry in the workplace.
Back at the design firm, Jenny Cutnow and Miriam Lake say missing silverware can be annoying, but it's not that big of a deal.
I think if it came down to whether we could buy a new typeface or buy new silverware, I would vote for the typeface.
We'd all just be eating with our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.